Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Antonio McGregor Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GMM McGregor News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO of GMM McGregor News Network and shows since 1999. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMam70. Today's Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. It's 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is 12 noon p.m. Eastern time, and in all the other time zones around the world. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm coming to you from my motel room here in the San Fernando Valley, north of Los Angeles, California. You can call in live right now here at blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMam70. Dial 1-347-633-9660. Blog Talk Radio is headquartered in New York City. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California. So call in right now and listen, or go to blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMam70 right now and listen online on the internet. www.blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMam70. That's spelled QUAKEMAN 70. Okay? Also, you can call me on my cell phone. I'm broadcasting on my cell phone. This is a 15-minute live broadcast, but afterwards, you can call me anytime. 904-575-8797. Also, I have radio shows, once again, with the American Radio Network, Honest Radio Magazine, in Hollywood, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other great radio stations. God willing, I'll be going live on with the American Radio Network. I've been doing tape shows the last few weeks. If you want a CD of my broadcast, the church has allowed me to start Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm GMM McGregor News Network. I'm the owner. My name is Antonio McGregor Jr. If you want a CD of my radio broadcast at the American Radio Network, it's only $30. Order yours today. Give me a call, 904-575-8797. Well, or you can email me, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled QUAKEMAN30. At gmail.com, or my other email, quakeman30@yahoo.com. That's spelled QUAKEMAN30@yahoo.com. Okay, coming to you live from my motel room here in the San Fernando Valley. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio later on. I'm willing, I will upload this broadcast to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on my Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GREGORYOFNEWS. And now I'm going to read out of the Holy Word of God, the Bible. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday, guaranteed. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, we as Christians are not perfect. We make mistakes. We're not sinless, but we sin less. We repent, and we strive not to sin. At times we mess up. We still sin. We repent, confessing our sins to God Almighty. And he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Romans today, Romans chapter 7. Today is Tuesday, month, September 29th, 2015. Romans chapter 7. Let me begin reading here. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead warrant we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, brought in me all manner of concupiscence, but without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law of life, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. I'm reading now the book of Romans, chapter 7. The King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made testimony? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working testimony by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I do, I allow not. But what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. For if I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. The good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, to them with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. That was Romans. Chapter 7. The Apostle Paul, for the inspiration of God, wrote that, describing as a Christian, we still do things that we would not, for the good that we would, we do not, and the evil that we would not, that we do. That's the struggle that's going on in the Christian, in the born again Christian. In the flesh dwelleth no good thing. And if it's not good, then what is it? It's evil. But we turn from the things of the flesh by the power of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll witness for God and spread His word. and we turn from the things of the flesh. That's repentance. But there's a struggle going on, because in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. But in us is the Holy Spirit of God, the good thing. Okay. And we have struggles. But by the grace of God, we are what we are. Amen? You understand? And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuickMan70. Still have about 5 minutes left on this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. John 3:16 says in the Bible, the Holy Word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We truly are in the end days. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to broadcast. Now, I do have radio shows also on the American Radio Network. I mentioned it briefly before. It's, my radio shows are on Fridays. That I go into the studio, the radio station in Hollywood, 5287 Sunset Boulevard, at noon, to do a pre-recorded show, and then it's aired at a later time with the American Radio Network, the Women Magazine, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other great radio stations with the American Radio Network. This is my fourth time back to the American Radio Network. I've had shows there since 1999, off and on. And but I'm glad to be coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in right now before the end of the show. 347-633-9660. Or after the show, call me on my cell phone right here. 904-575-8797. Call one first. 904-575-8797. So we're wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm coming to you from my motel room here in the San Fernando Valley. I moved out of the house that I was staying at, clean and sober house. I was staying there for like 7 weeks, and I moved out of there finally. Some of the people there do not believe in God, and there were, some of the people were giving me a hard time. So I'm glad to be out of there, and I'm searching for another apartment. Here in the Los Angeles area, God willing. Whatever the will of God is, so be it, ladies and gentlemen. Not my selfish will be done, God's will be done in my life and in your lives. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repent and have a change of mind. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. Amen. Believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, died on the cross of Calvary. He had his ministry, and then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary less than 90 seconds ago. He was buried in the new tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave by the power of God on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he is coming back from heaven, in God's perfect timing, okay? And before that, we're going to go through the tribulation period. I truly believe that. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, either on the right wrist or forehead, is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity, less than a minute ago. If you're a true believer in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, these three are one God, you will not take the mark. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up, like I said, you can call me anytime after this broadcast, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797. Wrapping up, come to your live on blogtalkradio.com/QuickMan70. Check out my YouTube broadcast, simulcast on my radio show at the American Radio Network. I just put it up there yesterday. Go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network. My name is Jason Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day.